Hello, I'm Bob Meyer with Managing for Profit on Brownfield, brought to you by Higher Yielding Potential Sonic Herbicide, stopping weeds before they invade soybean fields. Spring planting just around the corner and spring operating loans readily available. Larry Johnson with Greenstone Farm Credit says dairy producers are in good shape as they head out into the fields, but for crop farmers, a little different story. You may need to be a bit more judicious in how you spend that money.
For the most part, our dairy operators were not having much of a concern with them at all coming into the spring. Most of them had done a lot of prepaids last year because of their high profitability. So there's not a lot of borrowing right now for their spring inputs. But we're going to be seeing some more coming along the lines as more needs come along. Cash croppers, they're going to have a little bit more of a struggle just because of the way their input costs haven't come down near as rapidly as what the market prices have for their products. So we're working with a lot of them. A lot of them did well in building their working capital, and we're working on ways to help them get through the next 2 years, because we feel this to be about a two-year cycle. We'll be back up to where we think the prices will be, where they can start cash flowing fairly well again.
Are there any particular areas you need to really focus on this spring when looking at planting that crop?
Looking at your input costs, do some price comparisons, going out there and shop for your input costs, whether it's for your fertilizer, your seed, your chemicals. We found several operators that have gone out and really done some shopping and some talking around in the marketplace and found out that they can cut some of their costs substantially just by being a little bit more of a comparison shopper than that they have been in the past. It may mean going a little farther away from where you historically have worked, but you can, in many cases, get a better price if you're really astute as far as looking where to find those products.
Another thing that hasn't seemed to decline a lot, and that is land values, and along with that, cash rent.
Cash rents have held pretty well, so has land values, at least in the area that we cover. Most of that is driven by the dairy industry. Many of these larger operators are still looking for land that they can spread their manure on and do it within the nutrient management plans that they have to work with the DNR. So it's really kept a little pressure on keeping the values fairly stable. Agribank, our wholesale bank, did a study for land values in the all of the District 4 Agribank, which includes most of the upper Midwest. And for the most part, land prices are holding fairly stable. Some pockets where it's gone down, and these numbers are a little dated. This goes back to the July study. So we're seeing land prices hold fairly steady. Land rents are holding a little steady, especially for the dairy operators. If it's a cash cropper, they're looking for ways to cut that cash rent price down as much as they can.
Larry Johnson with Greenstone Farm Credit, serving Michigan and eastern Wisconsin. I'm Bob Meyer with Managing for Profit on Brownfield, Ag News for America.